about 200 animals here, and they all have stories from where they came from, and they all have a name. And we let people come to the sanctuary and visit and get to meet them, because we want to show people how wonderful farm animals are.
Kind-hearted viewers, we are so glad to have your company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We'll be visiting the town of Poolesville in Maryland, USA, where we will follow the activities of a group of young volunteers for some fun-filled and educational farm animal adventures. Our destination is Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary, a forever loving home to some very contented horses, goats, pigs, sheep, and other lucky rescued farm animals.
Girl Scouts,
we're trying to earn the Bronze Badge, and this is one of the community service projects we're doing.
And all of our girls really wanted to do something with animals. They all love animals. A lot of them have pets at home, and so they wanted a project that we could work with some animals, and so this seemed like a great place.
Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary is a nonprofit animal refuge covering an expansive 430 acres of lush pastureland. Once the fortunate animal rescues reach the sanctuary, they are free to live out their natural lives amidst its peaceful and restful surroundings, secure in the knowledge that they never need to leave their wonderful new abode. Poplar Spring is owned and operated by husband and wife team, Dave Horoff and Terry Cummings. They are helped by a hard-working and caring staff of six, and are grateful for the willing assistance of dedicated weekend volunteers like Amy Keener.
I'm one of the volunteers that come out regularly. Yeah, there's a group of us that come out every Saturday.
We asked Amy, what makes the animals at Poplar Springs so very special?
Well, they're all special. They all come from situations where they've been abandoned or abused. Sometimes there are cases where there's neglect and they're in bad shape, and luckily, there's a place like this that will take them and let them live out the rest of their lives here. Yeah. They're a lot like us, and we're a lot like them. You know, personality-wise, they all have their own unique personalities. Sometimes you catch them in a moment that's very sweet and tender. You know, you get little glimpses of it. Of course, there are times when they fuss at each other, too. You know, they get a little cranky, but, you know, like I said, they're just like people, so, yeah.
In keeping with its community education role, Poplar Springs Animal Sanctuary regularly plays host to family visitors, school children, and other groups who come to learn about the welfare issues facing farm animals and discover the joy of interacting with the residents. Volunteers play an important role in contributing to the ongoing operation of the sanctuary by helping with the daily farmyard tasks. They learn about the work involved in caring for the animals' individual needs and food preferences, and the importance of keeping barns and living areas clean and tidy for the animals' optimal health and well-being. While working at the sanctuary, the volunteers have the opportunity to learn about the backgrounds of the animals and hear their often sad stories of neglect or abuse. The stories are usually tales of dramatic reversals in fortune, with lives of misery and despair transformed to heavenly peace and contentment upon finding their new loving home at Poplar Spring. It is easy to see how the warm-hearted and caring attention of the staff here and the soothing environment can quickly nurture the animals back to physical and emotional good health.
visitors in an example of a working animal whose fortune took a turn for the better. He was a 16-year-old racehorse destined to be sold for horse meat at an auction. Sadly, this is the fate of many racehorses who are sent to slaughter once they are no longer winning races. Our lucky friend Darcy, however, is now free to spend the rest of his life happily grazing around the farm, exercising with his friends, and enjoying with his favorite treats of carrots and apples from his many admiring visitors.
All of the animals seem to delight in the company of their friendly farmmate co-residents at Poplar Springs, often forming extraordinary and lasting friendships. The animals may often be seen happily spending their days with their special farmyard buddies. Visitors to Poplar Spring may well hear the touching story of Wooly.
Wooly was a sheep who thought he was a horse. Wooly was rescued by the Humane Society after being discovered at a Pennsylvania horse farm. On arriving at Poplar Spring, Wooly soon spotted Darcy and sprinted over to him, quickly taking shelter under his long legs. It took the attention of a special sheep named Greta to convince Wooly that he might not be a horse after all. Gradually, Wooly came to learn the ways of the sheep and was soon able to happily spend his days with Greta and other rescued sheep, grazing on the grass, munching on the hay, and enjoying the warm sunshine, just like a normal sheep.
It is a joy to watch the animals lovingly interact with caregivers and visitors alike at Poplar Spring, in an atmosphere of mutual trust and well-being. Visitors to the sanctuary will get to know the individual personalities of the animals and may experience some very close encounters with the endearing and lovable residents, often making new friends in the process. Our Girl Scout volunteers were delighted to make a special connection with a very lovable and friendly goat called Malcolm. When we return, we will meet Terry, the sanctuary's founder and director, and join the Girl Scouts as they ask some incisive questions about life at Poplar Spring Sanctuary. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, on Supreme Master Television. Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. We are here today at Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary with an intrepid group of Girl Scout volunteers. Now, let's visit our inquiring youngsters in the classroom.
Do you guys have any questions? All the animals we have here, before I answer that, they're not used for any purpose, so we don't ride the horses. Some of you guys were asking about that. We don't milk the cows. We don't do it. We don't even eat the eggs from the chickens. We just let the animals do what they want to do. We're vegan. We don't ever kill any animals here. They get to live out their whole life here.
What's a vegan?
Oh, what's a vegan? Great question. Do you know what a vegetarian is?
I'm a vegetarian.
Excellent. Do you know what is a vegetarian? Is a person who doesn't eat meat, right? A vegan is a person who not only doesn't eat meat, but doesn't eat any dairy or eggs either. And the reason that we don't eat dairy or eggs is because the dairy industry is very cruel to the animals, too. You think, oh, well, you know, you're just taking milk from the cow. It doesn't hurt them. But in order for the cow to produce that milk, they have to have a baby every year. Because just like all mammals, animals don't produce milk unless they have a baby to drink it. And instead of letting the baby cow drink it, they take the baby cow away as soon as they're born and sell them for veal. Have you ever heard of veal before? It's a kind of meat made out of baby cows. And that all comes from the dairy industry. And so we don't want to support that at all. And eggs, The way they keep chickens that lay eggs is really awful. They cram them into really tiny cages, and they can't even move, and they kill them when they're really young. So we don't want to do that either. So that's why we're vegan. Yes.
Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary came to be through Terry's desire to find a way to focus her love for animals and her educational qualifications towards helping them. Our inquisitive Girl Scouts asked Terry what motivated her to open a sanctuary for farm animals.
Well, I was a person who loved the animals, like you guys, and when I went to college, I got my degree in animal science because I wanted to work with animals. And then when I got out of school, I started looking for a job, and all the jobs that I could find working with animals were like hurting or killing them in some way. And then I found a job at the National Zoo in D.C. Have you guys ever been there? Mm-hmm. So I worked there for 12 years as a veterinary technician in the hospital, in the zoo hospital, and I learned a lot of stuff there. But I didn't really feel like I was helping animals. I didn't really like the zoo with the cages and everything. And the animals didn't seem very happy, so I thought I would like to do something like this. My husband and I moved to this farm, and when we moved here, we were just renting the house over there. And the rest of this was being rented by a man who had a bunch of cows. And at first we thought that was really neat because we said, oh, we love cows, and they got to roam the whole property. It seemed like a really nice life for them. So we named them all, and we fed them apples. There were about 100 cows here. And then one day I was in the house, and I heard all this mooing and bellowing and crying. That's when it really hit me. These are beef cows, you know? Like, these are animals that are going to a slaughterhouse. All these animals that I had named and fed apples to, they were taking them to be killed. And I just sat in my bedroom and just started crying. And I said, I don't want to eat animals anymore. And that's when I became a vegetarian.
Terry's first-hand experience in witnessing the undignified and cruel fate of the beef cows led her to research further and think carefully about the injustice of the laws that protected some animals from cruelty, yet afforded no protection to cows, pigs, chickens, and other animals routinely exposed to the day-to-day reality of inhumane farming practices.
So I started reading more and more about it to try to find out what the laws were. Because, you know, you could never do that to a dog or cat. You'd be arrested and you'd go to jail. But if you do it to a cow or a pig, it was legal. I said, that's not right. And so that's when I started thinking about doing a sanctuary for farm animals, because it seemed to me like they were the animals that needed the most help. So I quit my job at the zoo, and I talked to the owner of the farm here, and I said, can we start a sanctuary here? And she said yes. And she made the guy with the cows who wasn't taking care of them, she made him leave and go to another farm. And then that's when we started the sanctuary here. Yes.
We'll come back next week on January 18th as our wonderful Girl Scouts have more fun adventures with the lovable animals at Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary, including a meeting with new arrivals, baby piglets Julio and Lita. Visit animalsanctuary.org to learn more about Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary and its adorable animal residents. Gracious viewers, thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, wishing you many restful moments to enjoy the nurturing presence of animals and the soothing charm of nature.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.